Free Talk Live, it is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Julia is out tonight. Hopefully she'll be returning next week. She had some shindig to go to. Anyway, 800-259-9231. It is your show. You bring up anything. We go to the phones to start things out. Brian in Colorado, you're on the AMP line. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, I had a couple of comments here. Ed Lane Brown, had their house, of course, and they were under siege for a while, but they weren't paying their federal taxes, but they were still paying their property tax because they looked around and said, yeah, the roads are plowed, you know, looks like my local, you know, departments are doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, the locals got in bed with the feds and cut off their water. They didn't cut their water, well. They cut their electricity. They cut off their satellite, you know, whatever. They
right.
stopped serving them. And so they said, well, we're going to stop paying our property tax, too.
Mm-hmm.
After this incident where they caught them, to use a term, I guess, I was watching the news, and I saw one of their neighbors saying, it's a good thing that those Browns are gone. You know, they weren't paying their property taxes. They weren't part of the system. They weren't, contributing.
Well, the feds aren't going to pay property taxes, are they?
That's my point. So now the feds own the place. You think they're going to pay your property taxes?
Yeah.
And how long are the feds going to be in control of that property until, you know, some honest person buys it back from the feds?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, normally when the state, whether it be the local government or whoever, confiscates property, cars, land, whatever, they take it to an auction at some point. But how long is that process? Are they just going to sit on the land while they investigate it for a while, or are they going to just make it federal property from here on out? I mean, are they going to auction it? Do the feds auction property like state governments do? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to keep an eye on it. You know, I actually had an idea of buying it and, you know, sitting on it until the Browns got out of jail and giving it back to them. I mean,
wow.
You know, there's just, you know, look what happened to them. I mean, it's just unjust.
It is unjust.
But to think that the neighbors can expect, you know, the feds, you know, sitting on that 100-acre property to pay, you know, their fair share, is just laughable.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Great point, Brian. Any other thoughts?
It ain't going to happen. Well, you know, I was kind of hate to bring this up because it was the topic of a lot of shows, but parallel universes. This shows you how far I am behind on the podcast. The idea that I buy into that, actually. There's no proof of that, of course, but I think there is an infinite number of parallel universes. And in order to kind of believe that, you kind of got to get your hand around infinity. And, you know, as an example, you know, Ian, what color is your shirt right now?
I'm wearing a blue hoodie.
Ooh, does it say Free Talk Live on it?
No, I just put that in the wash today. I don't have that right now.
Well, there is a universe that exists in time and space where I'm talking to you from Colorado, and you're wearing a red hoodie, and we're discussing the same exact thing. There's another universe where you're wearing a green hoodie.
And there's another universe where I'm a socialist.
Exactly. In fact, there's a universe out there where Mark comes to work every day with his shirt off, and people are calling in asking me to put his shirt back on.
Yeah, somewhere.
So I mean, you got to get your arms around infinity, and this ties into something. And again, I'm behind, so I don't know if anybody touched on this, but something about that same time was talking about time travel,
mm-hmm.
about going back in time and killing your grandfather. You know, the old what was that movie? Back to the Future, where
sure.
you know his picture started to fade as he got closer to that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really simple once you believe that there's an infinite number of universes that change with every decision that anything makes. And that is, if I go back and kill my grandfather, even just me breathing the air, you know, if I were to travel back in time and breathe the air, you know, to do anything,
it changes
I am
something.
Now on a totally different path,
mm-hmm.
and my grandfather is still alive in the universe that I came from, but he's not alive in the universe that I'm going to, and there's no dichotomy there. There's no problem between those two.
Fascinating. It's fascinating. Now, does that mean...
Dizzying, I think.
Now, what does that mean for consciousness? I mean, if indeed it's true that there are unlimited universes, I can only feel that I have one singular consciousness right here, right now. Are there also an unlimited, infinite amount of consciousnesses out there, for lack of a better word?
this whole thing is theoretical, and physicists don't have the answer because physicists touch things. Now, my wife is a mathematician, and you know, she'll tell you that there's no way to solve this thing with physics. You can only solve it with math.
Mm-hmm.
And there have been some pretty good theories that have held up to the mathematical, you know, wizards, you know, our little brains, you know, the wizards of our little brains. Something that I heard said that there is a universe that is right where we are, only 1/17 billionth of a meter away from us.
Hmm.
I don't know where that came from, but it's like,
what's that mean?
You know, 1/7. You're wearing a green hoodie.
But I can step 1/17th of a billionth of a meter over, and there's no guy there wearing a green hoodie.
I think it's because
he moved over 17 billionth of a meter at the same time. Or he moved 17 billionth of a meter the other way.
Huh. You know, it's mind-boggling. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
And completely unsolvable.
Yeah, it really is.
And completely inconceivable. But, you know, thank goodness we have these people who are thinking about this because, you know, what else do we do with our free time?
God knows. Exactly right. I'm glad we're so wealthy that we can be sitting on the radio debating whether or not there are parallel universes.
Excellent point.
Brian, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 from the bizarre to the serious, to the fun, whatever you want to talk about goes. 800-259-9231. Again, yeah, what practical use does this information have?
Not much.
If we can't somehow...
At least not today.
Right. In science fiction, they have ways of tunneling into the other universes or the parallel dimensions and that sort of thing.
And one would assume at this point we don't.
And we definitely don't have that ability, but...
Well, you and I don't.
If indeed you could do that, and if indeed there are these parallel universes that are infinite, right, with all of these different possibilities out
right.
there, then wouldn't you break something if you tried to tunnel through to one of those other universes?
Break what?
Like, you'd have to break the universe in order to do that. And I don't think that human beings are going to be able to figure that one out.
It doesn't seem very likely to me, but I'm not the one to jump out there and say no either, so...
It would just really, I think, just ruin everything. I mean, all of a sudden, you show up in another universe, and you're already there, and what happens if people start going over to the other universe that shouldn't be there, and it just seems like it would be
somebody's
awful.
Bringing the lotto numbers, somebody's got who won the World Series, which I can tell already who's going to win the World Series.
But. Now, wait a minute. Now, the lotto numbers, what you'd have to know is you'd have to have a lotto ticket from one universe and then find the universe where your numbers were chosen, right? Because you couldn't travel backwards and forwards in time, necessarily.
Well, but it's essentially the same thing, because there is out there a universe where the right lotto numbers were chosen.
Right, but you can't tell in advance, necessarily. Because the universe is now, right? There's not necessarily time. Time is just something we've created to measure what's going on.
I can't believe... You want to discuss that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's dizzy. It's dizzy enough, and now you're trying to figure out how it would work.
I am.
You don't know how it would work.
I'm just thinking out loud here. Yeah. You know, I'm curious. I don't know if it's possible. If it is true, I don't know if it's possible to transition from one universe to the next.
I don't know either. In some universe, it is.
And yeah, it's just bizarre, man. Because I mean, how could my consciousness possibly be different elsewhere? And how does that factor in?
I don't know. I mean, it's not really your consciousness then, is it?
And what happens, I mean, now, okay, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in the singular God concept, but I'm fascinated by the universe.
What happens when you meet the evangelical Christian Ian?
Well, now, I'm fascinated by the universe. So what happens if there are parallel universes and you die in one of them?
Uh-huh.
Do you, like, wake up instantaneously in another one?
Well, you'd just be in another one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, if you've got some thoughts, 800-259.
No, if you have thoughts on this, don't call on that.
9231. Hey, whatever. Anything goes. There's some good news coming out we should probably talk about out of Florida. Excuse me, Georgia. Supreme Court has ordered the release of a young man who's been in prison for more than 2 years for having consensual oral sex with another teenager.
Yeah.
Gennaro Wilson, we followed his story here on this program. We'll give you the latest on the case coming up here in moments and take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Narnax Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnax Man, and your toenails need Narnax Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnax Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. Latest on the Gennaro Wilson case here in moments. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are for free, so enjoy those on us. Then again, freetalklive.com. Archives are there, an entire year's worth of the show. Front page of the website for your download and convenience. Once again, freetalklive.com. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. To the phones. The Gourd Captain is on the line in Ohio. Hello, the Gourd Captain.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Just Jorge following me?
No, not yet.
Well, in case he's listening, going to BBS, I've laid out a challenge for you so you can tell us once and for all off the air.
Okay, what's the challenge?
We compete in something online. That's open for discussion once I find out what his technical capabilities are. Yeah, I was getting the internet thanks to that radio music box thing he's got.
Now, are you talking about, I believe Jorge does have internet access, but are you talking, because he did say he's got the new MP3 music box.
Right.
And are you talking about like a video game or something? I mean, what can you compete in online besides a game?
Either that or we could just go in an IRC chat room and just repeatedly, slap each other with fish.
Yeah, I doubt Jorge is going to be too interested in that. I mean, he's hard working out in the fields, you know. He doesn't really have a lot of time for that.
The psychotropic drugs keep him busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of spends all his time, digging from Idaho to places and back. But anyway, actually, I have something to talk about.
Okay, sure, go.
In Italy, the government wants to pass something called the Levi Prodi Law, which, to quote Slashdot, wants everyone to register their blogs with the government, pay a tax, and have a registered journalist as a responsible director.
Whoa. Wow. So if you can't find a journalist to attach to your blog somehow, then you are out of business as far as blogging is concerned?
Right. And then you also have to make sure not to post any defamatory content on your blog.
There are a lot of countries around the world. France is one of them. Canada is also one of them, where they're very, very sensitive to speech. They don't like it when they don't like
can't
speech.
Can't say bad things about people.
Right. You can't make fun of people. You can't, tell jokes,
especially ethnic jokes.
Right.
Or jokes about somebody's sexual preference.
So apparently the blogs have gone too far over there. Was it Italy you said it was?
Yes. And the guy in parliament in charge of this state is, upon being asked what regulations else would be imposed, it's not up to the government to establish that. It'll be up for the communications authority to indicate with regulations, which only after the law has been discussed and approved by the lower house will arrive.
So it's not even going to be the legislature that's going to make a decision. It's in fact going to be some bureaucrat some bureaucracy.
That's how it works over
the
here.
The FCC. That right. is so wrong.
Well, yes,
Department
there is
of blogs.
Some parallel universe where they are in charge of making those choices.
Gord Kaplan, thanks for the call. We appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. So, well, there you go. I mean, that's what happens in Europe. They can suppress speech because there's no pesky constitution around to stop them from doing so. So they can suppress speech in a much more speedy manner than they can here in this country. They're doing it in America, and it's just taking more steps to get to totalitarianism here, see? It just takes more time. Remember, we talked about the reporter being arrested last night for standing on a sidewalk. So we're getting there. They just haven't really stepped in to regulate blogs yet here in America, though they had talked about it.
Yeah.
Remember, a couple of years ago, they had talked about making it so that bloggers had to be, FEC registered or some sort of, like the Federal Elections Commission was going to come down with regulations for bloggers in that if you, Mark, started a blog, you're a Ron Paul fan, if you were to mention Ron Paul in your blog, then you'd have to consider that an in-kind contribution to the campaign. There'd have to be some sort of value assigned to your blog or to the blog entries. That would have to be reported to the FEC, and who knows what other regulations they
right,
were thinking
about. Right, just trying about to regulate the entire thing out of existence.
Right. Well, luckily, the blogosphere is pretty on top of things, and I think they fought against that fairly effectively, and I don't really know where it stands today. I imagine they'll try and bring it back at some point. In fact, I imagine it'll happen sometime next year, because what'll happen is Ron Paul will win the nomination or come close to it, and that'll upset the Federal Elections Commission, and they'll try to crack down on all those radical libertarian blogs out there that are changing the hearts and minds of the American people away from belief in government to belief in themselves. We need to put a stop to that. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves.
A lot of the blogs out there are Democratic and Republican. Are they going to do that to themselves, too?
Wait, the Democrats and Republicans?
Right. I mean, they would have to, right?
Presumably, yes. I mean, presumably it would benefit the major media, right? Because the mainstream media doesn't have to... When the mainstream media has Hillary Clinton on the air for an hour to interview her, that's not considered a campaign contribution.
Mm-hmm.
But what they would like to do is make it so that if you write up something about your favorite candidate, that that is considered a contribution.
Which
is
ludicrous.
So mainstream media is probably behind that particular push because they don't like new media. They're afraid of new media. Mm-hmm. They understand that their profits are being threatened by new media and their viewership and listenerships being threatened. And they don't want to actually absorb new media. They don't want to go into the world of new media if they don't have to.
Right. Make their own darn blogs that people might want to read.
Well, they are. I mean, they're right. Getting there. It's just they're kind of slow at it because
well, competition
doing stinks, what they do.
Doesn't it? Yeah, it stinks to have to get out there and compete against other people.
You have to innovate. And
I hate that there's other radio shows out there that people might be listening to.
You know, we actually appeared on, speaking of other radio shows, we appeared on the Lou Rockwell blog today, which was nice. The very first time I think Free Talk Live has ever been mentioned on Lou Rockwell's site. You'd think the show with 30 radio affiliates might have gotten a mention before now, but hey, I'm not complaining. We got mentioned today. And thank you to Chris, who was the blogger that actually took the time to mention Free Talk Live there. And he posted a blog asking, are there any other daily liberty-oriented radio programs?
Right.
And he made it very clear. He had an interesting list of criteria that he was looking for. In fact, I'll pull it up here.
Do you have? Yeah,
his criteria is, number one, must be released on a daily or almost daily basis. Number two, must spend time covering recent news. Well, we do that sometimes. Number three, can't promote tax reform over abolishment of taxes. For instance, he doesn't want to hear about the fair tax. So that eliminates Neil Bortz. Because Neil Bortz claims to be a libertarian and is on every day, but he's not really a libertarian.
He's pretty libertarian.
He's libertarian on some issues, but not others. Certainly
he's
not the
certainly
war.
Libertarian on domestic issues.
He's number three, cannot promote tax reform. Number four, can't promote reforms of socialist programs over the abolishment of socialist programs. And number five, no warmongering, please. So, I'm curious.
It sounds to me like he wants to listen to Free Talk Live.
Well, he already is listening to Free Talk Live.
But I mean, there's another show out there that might be coming out on a daily basis that is like that?
No. I don't know of any. And I'm curious as to whether
Gardner Goldsmith?
Yeah, Gardner, I think, might be a good answer.
Is he podcasting?
He's not podcasting his whole show for whatever reason. I haven't been able to figure out why that is yet. I believe he's podcasting segments of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And people that listen to his podcast, I'm sure, could correct us on that. But that might be a good point, Mark. Gardner Goldsmith. He does it every day.
Well, email him and tell him Gardner Goldsmith.
And he's a principled guy, and he's not a warmonger, and he wants to abolish taxes and abolish socialist programs. So I think he qualifies.
Yeah, I guess he would.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Gennaro Wilson is out of jail in Georgia. He went to jail for having oral sex when he was a teenage boy with another teenage female,
mm-hmm.
And apparently that's illegal, so he's been in prison for it. We'll talk about that. And then, in Florida, a mother's been acquitted for forcing her daughter to have her genitalia pierced. Why? More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Discover how affordable it can be to renew your kitchen with Sears. Choose from remodeling your entire kitchen or simply refacing your existing cabinets. Sears has a perfect solution for you and can give you a custom-designed look to match any budget. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free in-home design consultation. Call right now to save $500 on the price of your new kitchen. Hurry. Offer ends 12. 12107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing and kitchen remodeling from Sears. Call now for your free in-home design consultation and to save $500. Call 1-800-300-8069. That's 1-800-300-8069. 1-800-300-8069. Sears, where it begins.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231. The Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
800-259-9231. The Shrine of Female Listeners is on our website, shrine.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. It is the dozens and dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and take a look.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Now, Mark, was it last night that you were talking about the story of the two teenagers, 16, 17, sometime this week, 16 and 17 years old? I believe it was Florida?
It was in Florida.
They'd had sex. They'd taken some pictures.
Taken some photographs, sure.
Somehow they got caught. I don't know.
Something to do with
too many friends.
Something to do with the breakup, I think.
A mom saw it. Anyway, yeah. Charges were filed, and now both of the kids have been slapped with child porn charges.
Right. The kids were 16 and 17. They took pictures of each other having sex, and they gave them child porn, as though you can child porn yourself.
I don't understand. I just don't understand how anybody could possibly support what the state is doing in that particular case.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, can you, when you are appealing a case in court, can you use the Supreme Court of another state as...
Sure, you could use precedent in another state to the most powerful is in your state, but
right.
Precedent from other states matters.
Well, then in that case, those two kids should pay real close attention to what happened with Gennaro Wilson from... The Associated Press, Georgia Supreme Court.
I'd like to say the precedent from Louisiana doesn't count in most other states.
This is Georgia.
I know, I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I made the blanket statement that you can use precedent from other states. And you can. You should just really watch out for a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, period, and Louisiana.
Gotcha.
Well, there's not too much of a difference between Georgia and Florida. It's just there's some mountains in Georgia. Anyway, Georgia's Supreme Court ordered the release of a young man who's been in prison for more than 2 years for having consensual oral sex with another teenager. The court ruled 4-3 that the 10-year sentence Gennaro Wilson received was a cruel and unusual punishment, and it directed the lower court to reverse the conviction and release him. His lawyer, B.J. Bernstein, said she expected Wilson would be released Friday afternoon from the training center. And there seems to be a photo here of a smiling Gennaro, so I'm imagining that he has actually been released at this point.
The whole idea that they would lock somebody up for this is just the craziest thing. If we locked up every...
it's madness.
Every individual who had some kind of oral sex or regular sex when they were under the age of 18, we'd have a good portion of America locked up.
Yeah. It's just that now people get caught more often because of digital cameras.
Because people care more.
Things like that.
Because people are ready to throw people in jail over this. They would have never thrown anyone in jail
in
over
1950?
This. No. They would have, at the worst case scenario, told them to get married.
Or dad would have, brought out a switch or something like that.
Yeah. Right?
Wilson's lawyer said she expected to be released. His mother's just thrilled, she says. We're all in a little bit of shock. Wilson, who's 21, was convicted of aggravated child molestation. Child molestation. The girl was not a child. Please, can we please stop considering teenagers children? They are not. I understand that there's this mentality in this country amongst a lot of people that says, well, you should be a child for as long as you can. Keep your innocence forever if you
possibly
can.
Which is fine
and
dandy, but let's not force it on everybody else and then throw people in jail when they decide they want to do adult things.
If you want to treat your teenagers like their children, then that's your business. You're their parent. But if other parents want to allow their kids to grow up sooner rather than later, if other parents, like me, now I'm not a parent, but if I were, this is what I would want, I would want my kids in the workforce at 10. I'd want them being entrepreneurs at 8, 6, 7, out there selling lemonade, that sort of thing. I want my kids to understand that you have to go out and work and, work smart and work hard to actually bring money in and support yourself. And I think there's no better time than earlier on to learn that. I mean, we've told stories on these airwaves about there was a great story, young black man who at age 8 was out shining shoes.
Hustling.
And what was it? He was 13 by the time he had his first $1 million?
I can't remember the story. I can't remember how long it's been. But I remember he had $1 million long before I had finished high school.
It was an amazing, amazing success story. And more young people can have those success stories if they were just allowed to work. But the law doesn't allow that sort of thing. And the law doesn't allow them to touch one another. And it doesn't allow them to, to experiment. If you get caught touching somebody who's under the age of 18, if you're both under 18, you could be spending time in a jail cell like Gennaro did. He was in there for 2 years. 2 years in state prison.
And he was 16 and she was 15, is that correct?
Right. She was 15 and the thing was videotaped. He was 17 at the time. He was acquitted of raping another 17-year-old girl at the party. Again, he was convicted of aggravated child molestation. Remember, the term molestation, go look it up. It has to do with unwanted sexual activity.
Mm.
So, this girl was at a party. She might have had a few beers in her or whatever. But she clearly was interested in participating in this act.
Yeah, clearly.
Because if it was unwanted, then that would have been rape. See, if she had not wanted to give him the BJ and he forced her to, that's not child molestation. That's rape. Okay? So child molestation is where you have a child, someone who doesn't know what sex is and doesn't understand those things, and then you do nasty things to them without their consent. Not necessarily penetration, that would be rape, but doing other sexual things like fondling, that sort of thing, that's molestation. Why is it the lines have been blurred? Is this confusing to people?
In some cases, some states, I don't know what the laws are in Georgia specifically, but I do know that some states have more significant charges, more significant time for touching a child who's under the age of 12 than one that's 12 and older.
I understand.
You're assuming, of course, that child has, their puberty is set in at 12 or whatever. I suppose they could set in a little later, but it really doesn't take into account. What about the kids who, puberty set in a little early and they, I don't know, get involved.
Right. Well, these are laws. They set ages, that sort of thing. That's another issue entirely. But why are people confused about this? What is it that, do you not understand? child molestation versus rape versus just two teens fooling around? Well, because that's what they were doing. They were fooling around at a party, and then he spent 2 years in jail over it. The 1995 law that Wilson violated, by the way, was changed in 2006 to make oral sex between teenagers that were close in age just a misdemeanor, similar to the law regarding...
A misdemeanor? We still need a misdemeanor for this?
Oh, it's an improvement, but, you know, you're the one that wants baby steps, right, Mark?
Well, misdemeanors, no, that doesn't make any sense.
So it's similar to the law regarding teen sexual intercourse, but the state Supreme Court later upheld a lower court's ruling which said the 2006 law could not be applied retroactively. Chief Justice Leah Ward Sears wrote in the majority opinion that the changes in the law represent a seismic shift in the legislature's view of the gravity of oral sex between two willing teenage participants. She said that severe punishment makes no measurable contribution to acceptable goals of punishment, and that Wilson's crime did not rise to the level of adults who prey on children. Well, no duh. Baker said he hopes the ruling will put an end to this issue as a matter of contention in the hearts and minds of concerned Georgians and others across the country who've taken such a strong interest in this case. You know, thank goodness for the internet. Being able to spread a story like this amongst the blogosphere,
what would have happened?
Radio shows like this, he'd be rotting in a jail cell if it weren't for all the coverage his story got.
Right.
The man who prosecuted Wilson, Douglas County District Attorney David McDade, said that while he disagrees with the court's decision, I also must respect their authority as the final arbiter in this case. I'd love to hear just his rationale for charging him in the first place. What kind of a crusading scumbag do you have to be to put a kid in a jail cell for a BJ?
I can't believe the guy, I can't believe he'd show his face. Who is this guy? This didn't happen to him when he was under the age of 18?
Yeah, well, it didn't happen to me. I'm sure it doesn't happen to a lot of people. But
the poor man, that's all I've got to say. You know, it didn't happen to him, not because he wasn't trying and he wasn't hoping. It didn't happen to him because he was unlucky. That's all.
So, good news for Gennaro Wilson. He's out. He's free. He's 21. He's rotted in jail for 2 years, but he's got a smile on his face, and I'm sure he's...
Well, I hope he makes something of himself, because you really have the opportunity to succeed or fail at this point. He's been exposed to a lot of criminal stuff.
Certainly do.
And he could take that path.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are for free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And it's actually a fairly generous percentage. I know you hate that term, Mark, but I feel good when I get my checks in from Amazon. And we move thousands of products a month. And it's really incredible.
People are going to buy from Amazon anyway. They might as well go to amazon.freetalklive.com.
Right, because when you enter through that link, it doesn't raise the prices or anything. There's no funny business going on. It's just Amazon sends us a spiff for sending them the business. That's all. You know they've got a huge selection. There's 41 categories to shop in. Used items. You can buy used stuff. We'll get a percentage on that, too. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done and help the show at the same time. Let's go to the phones, do the fun, talk to Gene in Tennessee on the Amplifier line. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, got a strategy here to help Ron Paul win the election.
Okay, what's that?
And it's like this. I just went to sportsbook.com or sportsbet.com, whatever, and they have, you can bet on the election.
Right.
So right now, odds for Ron Paul are 8-1.
8-1? Okay.
Some of them
may have been as high as 6-1.
So I put $50 down for Ron Paul to win, which means I'm going to win $400.
Right.
So we all need to help Ron Paul win by donating money. So on November 5th, I'm donating. I'm going to loan Ron Paul that $400 that I'm going to win after he wins the election.
Okay.
Now that's going to help Ron Paul actually do the winning of the election.
Right.
So
interesting.
If everybody across the country would go to the sports books and bet on Ron Paul and then loan that money to Ron Paul's campaign, it's kind of like a self-fulfilled prophecy. Because
unless he loses. Unless he loses, then you lose your money and you've already contributed the money that you never won, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, you got to realize that if he loses, you've lost that money, but then you're donating to his campaign anyway.
But you'll likely lose that money in taxes somewhere along in the line in the future with you know, whatever candidate gets in charge who's not Ron Paul, because Ron Paul wants to keep your money.
If Ron Paul doesn't win, look at all, everything's going to be the same. You're not going to be able to keep your money. Things are going to actually get worse.
Right.
They're not going to be the same.
The least of your worries is that $400, Ian. I know that it hurts you to separate yourself from money and everything, but the least of your worries if Ron Paul loses is that $400.
So with this strategy, we actually helped to fulfill the prophecy by betting on Ron Paul and then pre-donating the proceeds of that bet to his campaign. We increased the money that he has available to run the campaign, which gets his name out. And I can guarantee if his name gets out in front of the people and people hear what he's got to stand for, he's definitely going to beat Hillary.
Interesting concept, Gene. Thank you for sharing.
And no one else will beat Hillary. That's a guarantee. So
you're probably right. Thanks for the call, Gene. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. What was the website? Do you remember?
Sportsbook.
Sportsbook. I think there's probably a handful of sites you can bet on Ron Paul. Anyway, 800-259-9231. A quick story here out of the Associated Press. A woman who had her 13-year-old daughter's genitalia pierced to make it uncomfortable for her to have sex was acquitted of aggravated child abuse on Thursday. The girl, who's now 16, had testified that her mother had asked a friend in 2004 to shave the girl's head to make her unattractive to boys, and later held her down for the piercing. A jury deliberated for about 3 hours before deciding the mother's actions didn't involve punishment or malicious intent or cause permanent damage or disfigurement. What? Now, I understand that when you pierce your ears, that eventually they will close up. But she pierced her genitalia. Does that close up and heal all the way? Do those nerves come back? I don't know if they do. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert on these things. But I think once you destroy those nerve endings, they go away, don't they?
I'm no doctor on this. I wouldn't be able to say one way or the other. It seems like a really bad idea, and I can't believe the jury found her not guilty.
Yeah, I'm pretty shocked by this case. That sounds punishing to me. It sounds like
would the jury have found that it was, that I wasn't malicious if I didn't want my son to join the army, so I chopped his arm off?
I don't know what this jury would have thought about your case. The 39-year-old woman, whose name's being withheld to protect her daughter's identity, could have faced up to 30 years in prison if convicted of the charges. The girl wasn't in court for the verdict. Her guardian declined comment. She testified in court earlier this week saying she was trying to protect me, but it hurt me. It not only hurt me physically, but it hurt me mentally. That's emotionally scarring. That's physical abuse. And that was the girl's testimony. Prosecutors said
apparently the girl felt like she was physically abused.
Right. Prosecutors said the mother called on a friend to shave the girl's head and do the piercing after realizing she'd been having sex, including with the mother's boyfriend.
Now, that might be the problem.
Things are definitely a little strange on the home front there.
Oh, well, it's all strange. Absolutely.
But that's uncalled
for. It's the strange cases that make precedent, though, right, my friend.
Still, though, I mean, as bizarro as this case might be, it's uncalled for. If your daughter's having sex with your boyfriend, that's an issue you need to take up with a little bit more creativity than, well, let's just pierce her genitals.
Yeah.
Defense attorneys told
perhaps one of the first problems is with your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to take care of that problem.
Yeah, for sure. Defense attorneys told jurors, and maybe you shouldn't bring your boyfriends around your daughter. From that point on.
If your daughter's going to have sex with him, that's for sure.
Nonetheless, mom had trouble, according to defense attorneys, with her rebellious daughter, and that the girl agreed to the piercing to help rebuild her mother's trust. So they're claiming that she consented to it. Oh, sure, mom. Go ahead and mutilate me. Yeah, I believe that. Child welfare officials were called after the girl became infected from the piercing. Tammy Meredith, now this is a strange dichotomy here. Tammy Meredith, who's 43, did the piercing, right?
Uh-huh.
Mom held her down during the piercing.
Uh-huh.
Tammy Meredith was sentenced to a year in jail for her role. Why?
I don't understand any of this.
No, it doesn't. It's completely just, it just doesn't connect.
It was at the same jury that found her guilty?
I don't think so. I don't know. It doesn't say that was a jury trial. I presume it was. Maybe she took a plea. I don't know.
It's bizarre.
An arrest warrant's been issued, by the way, for the mother's boyfriend on allegations that he had sex with the girl. So, the woman who did the piercing gets a year in jail. Mom gets off.
It's baffling.
And this girl has had her genitals mutilated. I just don't understand this. Do you?
No.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and talk to Todd in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Todd.
Hey, Ian, Mark, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about what you guys were discussing before earlier regarding the two teams in Florida. And I'll tell you, it's not a surprise because this entire situation with our legal system pertaining to young teens who are sexually active, it's just getting out of hand. And
we're going to have teen sex prisons sometime soon. I mean, this keeps going on.
Yeah, and that's the problem, though, because, you know, it's funny. I love how the collectivists make an issue out of this, because first they say, well, these teens must be childified. We must keep them as young and in their crib and as babyish as possible. Mm-hmm. But if they commit the crime of murder or some violent crime, then they're tried as adults.
Right.
Which is absolutely insane. Either
it doesn't make any sense. They certainly don't. Certainly don't take adults and then charge them with, you know, like graffiti or something like that. They don't charge them as juveniles. Why would they charge a juvenile as an adult?
Yeah, and well, see, that's exactly how the legal system is. Like, for example, today it was reported here in my state where there were two teens who were arrested for making a bomb threat from a cell phone. At one of the schools here.
Uh-huh.
And the funny thing was, well, these kids were basically, you know, they were arrested, you know, and the accusation was that, you know, they got a call from the dispatch center. The school wasn't evacuated. And, you know, the sheriff was going, well, we're not playing games with any of these kids. Well, let's be honest here. The reason why a lot of these kids are troubled in the schools is because we do treat them like kids. And they're going to act irresponsible. They're going to act very childish. And at some point, they're going to work their way around the entire system.
Right. They're treated like kids, and so they act like kids. I think you're absolutely dead on with that. If you don't allow them the outlet to grow and to become adults early on, then they are going to continue acting in an irresponsible, immature fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. And the worst part about this is that these kids in Florida, for example, they were victims of a system that really were trying to make money off this whole thing. This is not about incarcerating
kids. Yeah, that prosecutor's he really wants to move up the chain. He's got to put people in jail cells. Thanks
right.
for the call, Tom.
Exactly.
More on the way. Hour two is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a